Bluesman Leo Bud Welch and his manager Vince Varnadeau make an unlikely duo from a small Mississippi town.
We grew up in the same area. Leo is 31 years my senior, and the way we're brought up, you know everybody in the county. We're from a town population of 2,000 people. If you don't know somebody, you know their people. You know their folks. But I'd always heard people say great things about it. You know, and where we're from, if people, more than three people, say the same thing about you, that's pretty much considered gospel. But I had my fun.
Varnadeau hired Leo Bud Welch to perform at his 50th birthday party, secretly videotaping the performance. Varnadeau sent it to the Mississippi-based label Big Legal Mess Records. He says it immediately secured Leo Bud Welch a contract.
I'm skilled in business, but not necessarily the music business, and I'm not a musician. So to me, you know, music is just something that makes you feel good and make you move. I spent 29 years in the Army, and this country has been great to me. You know, presented opportunities to me that I would have never had on the farm where I grew up at. So for me, it's my way of giving back, you know, is to help Leo live out his dream and present his music to the world the way he want to do it.
I want to show you good-looking women. Just how to treat your man.
Leo Bud Welch has become the subject of a new documentary directed and produced by a European filmmaker.
Wolfgang Ammer is a curator for a festival in Linz, Austria. And one particular year, the theme was Forever Young, There Is Time. And he booked Leo to perform at that festival. And out of the blue, I contacted him, asked him how he was doing, and he said, hey, what do you think about doing a movie about this? And I said, hey, I think it should be done. And that's the way we agreed to do the documentary about Leo Bud Welch, Late Blossom Blues.
Are you ready, Nick Day? One, two, three, four.
Two studio albums, multiple tours of different countries, and a documentary later, Leo Bud Welch is nothing short of grateful for his unexpected late life success.
Oh, the blues is greater than they ever been. To me, they are. I don't know about anybody else. Because I believe I got my mojo working on the blues. How good the Lord has been to me by keeping me. I could have been dead and gone, but the Lord, he let me live on.
Ahmed Santos, WBGO News.